with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Supreme Court preserves access to a widely used abortifacient, throwing out a legal challenge from pro-life advocates.
The justices unanimously preserved access to a medication that was used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions in the U.S. last year, in the court's first abortion decision since conservative justices overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. The justices ruled that pro-life advocates lack the legal right to sue over the Federal Food and Drug Administration's approval of the medication, mifepristone, and the FDA's subsequent actions to ease access to it. The case had threatened to restrict access to mifepristone across the country, including in states where abortion remains legal. The High Court is separately considering another abortion case about whether federal law on emergency treatment at hospitals overrides state abortion bans in rare emergency cases in which a pregnant patient's health is at serious risk. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Concern continues to grow in Asia over China's increasing threats toward the island nation of Taiwan. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent of Missouri says the only way to deter China from trying to seize Taiwan is to demonstrate the ability to use superior force.
My feeling is that it's actions that matter. If we're prepared to defend Taiwan, it doesn't matter whether we make an explicit commitment. If we're not prepared, an explicit commitment isn't going to stop Xi Jinping.
Senator Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. President Joe Biden says he will not use his presidential powers to lessen the eventual sentence that his son Hunter will receive for his federal felony conviction on gun crimes. Mr. Biden, following the conclusion of a news conference held Thursday at the Group of Seven Summit of the World's Wealthiest Democracies, responded he would not when asked whether he plans to commute the sentence for his son. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 65 points, the NASDAQ rose 59, the S&P advanced 12. This is SRN News. British politicians are urged to support marriage.
National elections take place in the United Kingdom in about 3 weeks, and the Marriage Foundation is urging the candidates to say something about the decline of matrimony in the country. Less than half of all adults in the UK get married these days, and the social consequences are piling up. The foundation says political parties should make marriage promotion part of their platforms and talk about it on the stump. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Tennessee judge has ordered a conservative media organization to appear in court over publishing details from allegedly leaked documents about a 2023 shooting at a Nashville Christian school. Star News Digital Media is accused of violating a court order. The company denies the charges and is currently suing to get more records of the case released to the public. The transgender shooter murdered 3 children and 3 adults in the assault at Covenant, a private Christian school. This is SRN News. A huge fraud case in Minnesota.
A watchdog report says a Minnesota state agency's inadequate oversight of a federal program that was meant to provide food to kids created the opportunities that led to the theft of $250 million in one of the country's largest pandemic aid fraud cases. The Office of the Legislative Auditor says the State Department of Education failed to act on warning signs, that it did not effectively exercise its authority, and that it was ill-prepared to respond. 70 people have been charged for their alleged roles in the scheme. The state agency disputes the findings. John Scott reporting.
Wildlife experts have hit a dead end in their quest to determine how a gray wolf arrived in southern Michigan for the first time in more than 100 years. The wolf was killed in January by a hunter who said he had mistaken it for a coyote. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.